listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined by Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, nice to be here.
So we are talking about developmental milestones and those milestones that your baby should reach by the time he or she is 6 months old. Now, we know as parents, or even not as parents, and just watching children, grow throughout, that milestones can definitely be reached at different phases during those months. Talk to us a little bit about the milestones and kind of the time frames of what we should be looking for with our child's development, then maybe too when it might become maybe a question of concern too, of maybe not hitting some of those milestones and what we should be looking at. So social and emotional, that's a big milestone when it comes to development.
It sure is. And every, like you were saying, that every child hits developmental milestones, different behaviors and different skills at different ages. So it's hard as a parent to know, is my child developing appropriately or hitting those milestones? And there is a wonderful website I'd like to direct people to by the CDC, and it's called the CDC Developmental Milestones in Action and Milestone Tracker. And actually, families can download the tracker onto their Android or Apple phone and be able to look at those developmental stages and say, oh, yes, my child's doing this at 6 months old. But for social emotional, it's super important for us to be looking at, is a child able to identify or understand their own feelings? Can the child regulate or control their own behaviors? Is there a way for the child to calm themselves, to self-regulate? Are they able to read other people's emotions and also be able to develop empathy and strong relationships with others? And those are things we want to look at, but that looks different at every age. And at 6 months of age, that's going to look totally different than at 5 years of age.
And then also being able to kind of have that social recognition as well, recognizing faces, being alert to different people that they see or even seeing themselves. That's an important milestone up to that 6 month point as well, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. At 6 months of age in the social emotional development, they're going to enjoy playing with others, but especially their main caregiver, their parent, or their favorite sibling. They're going to like to look at themselves in the mirror, and they're going to respond to certain different emotions. If they have an older sibling throwing a tantrum, they're going to notice, but they're not going to be able to verbalize that or show that.
And then language and communication. As a parent, we all want our baby to make that first sound or say that first word. But then the reality sets in that once they start, they never stop. And so that's just something that we have to live with forever, that they just never stop talking after that. But up to that 6 month point, what should we be looking for that milestone of communication and sounds that they should be making?
So at 6 months, they're not going to be using any words. They're going to be babbling. They're going to be combining vowel sounds like ah and ooh and ee. They could respond to their own name, and they will make sounds like when they're happy or sad. They may begin using some jabbering that starts with M or B, but parents should not be concerned if their child doesn't have any words at this point.
Right. Don't rush it, right?
Right.
And then when it comes to...
Enjoy them.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy some of the silence that you may have. The cognitive side of things, the learning, the thinking, the problem solving, things that we might not, as parents, immediately think about when it comes to a baby, a six-month-old. So what should some of those things, what should we be looking for?
Yes, exactly. At 6 months, we're not always concerned with that like looking for ways to increase the cognitive, you know, we're more like, are they eating, drinking, sleeping? Do they have a fresh diaper on? But cognition happens in everything that a child does. And at 6 months of age, they're going to be using their mouth for exploration. They'll be bringing things to their mouth all the time. And that is how they are learning, right? Through their oral motor exploration. They're going to start passing things from one hand to the other. So you might feel like at 6 months of age, all you're doing is removing things away from their grasp. But this is an important part of cognitive development. So it's important to give them a play toy or something that is safe for them to hold and transfer from hand to hand and put into their mouth, because this is a huge cognitive development at 6 months.
And like you mentioned, always trying to probably get something out of their hand around this 6 month point is also when we should really probably start focusing a little more on baby proofing the areas that we're living in or our babies are in as well, because movement starts to become one of those milestones as well.
Right. At 6 months of age, they're going to be able to rove from side to side. And because the motivation is to get things into their hands, they may start rolling towards things and be so that they can reach them and put them in their hands. They should be able to be placed in sitting and also have sitting assistance. But sitting on their own is going to be emerging. And then they also may be able to be like rocking back and forth while they're on their belly. So the actual moving to things, the movement to grab things will be from them rolling.
And again, take advantage of the fact that they're not fully mobile just yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good idea to start childproofing your home at this point because they could progress fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we look through these milestones and we kind of look at the progression of them and as we know and have mentioned, every child meets these milestones at different points. But at what point should we maybe look and say, you know, I don't know if my baby is meeting this milestone quite yet. You know, what should I do at that point? Is it something that I can try to facilitate, or should I, you know, make an appointment with my childcare provider? What should we do if we're concerned about a milestone?
So a lot of times I emphasize with parents, like, it's so important for parents to understand that their instinct is usually right on. Again, they know their child. They're the expert. They're the best advocate. So if a parent has a concern that they at 6 months of age that they feel like maybe their child isn't developing at the right rate of development, then they can like look at the milestone tracker, do a checklist, look at those activities, see if they're doing those things. And if not, they can begin what we say is play practice. Through play, practice those skills. And if they start practicing those skills with their child and their child starts to pick it up and then they start to develop and use that skill further, then there probably is no need for a referral or to seek further assistance from a child care provider or a pediatrician. But if they start practicing those skills and they don't see any development, then they can reach out to their trusted professionals and ask for a resource or additional referrals to maybe have in-home visiting or seek out additional information for practice sessions. And the CDC website also posts videos that parents can go to and look at to say, oh, well, yeah, I guess my child is doing that or is developing appropriately. But I think it's really important for parents to trust their instinct, and all the early care providers around them know that the parents know their child best. So it's okay to ask them for assistance.
And so do you think with some of those milestones and maybe some of the questions that a parent might have, or if they see that their baby maybe isn't hitting one that they maybe expected them to hit, can the parents kind of get their baby back on track on their own? Or do you think it is usually something that a parent should call their doctor about?
Again, if a parent is working on those developmental milestones through the play practice and they do not see any progress, then I would say that that is a definite time to reach out to a professional and ask for additional resources and referrals. If the parent is playing with the child and practicing those skill sets and they begin to make progress, then I would say they just needed some practice and let's move on to the next milestones and see how they do there. So it's not like an immediate, an alarm bell. Like if they're 6 months of age and you do a milestone checker and they might be slightly delayed in the transferring things from hand to hand, they're not grabbing things, and you start practicing that and within a week or two they're doing it, then move on to the 7 month milestones and see what they're doing there and see if you can help them practice on those 7 month milestones before you feel like there's a real concern and call your pediatrician or your child care provider.
I think that's great. I think that play practice is so important. And, you know, like you mentioned too, knowing your baby the best, and a part of knowing your baby the best is understanding these milestones as well and kind of where they should be kind of on pace with. So I so appreciate you kind of walking us through all of this. Carrie Martinez with the Utah Department of Health. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast. We're talking about milestones up to that 6 month age.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.